The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We have prayed into, or whatever we have told for, and that one we are saying that we are not accepting it. So this month, as we enter into a new month, enter with a new attitude, a new mindset that whatever is for me, I am taking it. I am not sitting down for someone else to pick it up. I have worked for it, and I must take it. Amen. Amen. So tonight, we have a pastor here, Pastor Prince Ahinakwa, who will take us through a time of prayer. Don't look at your left, don't look at your right. Concentrate on what we are coming to pray about, and at the end of the day, you will testify that surely the Lord is good. Shall we clap even as we welcome him?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's another wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord. And the Lord has been gracious unto us, and he's been merciful to us. His love for us is always amazing. God, in his infinite wisdom, has prepared us and has given us life that will be here, and that he himself will know that we are alive. So, thank the Lord that we are here today. Amen.
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 This evening, I'm starting with something unusual. I was on Facebook, and I went to Facebook, and I saw what and read what our Papa gave as his month message. It's on the church platforms, but if you have not seen it, you've read it. I'm going to just take one time to just read it. Because some don't have WhatsApp, some too may not have access to it, and or not go to any of the social media handles. So I'm going to take my some few time to just read it, and we will continue with the prayer. The month of December said, "Divine alignment for a triumph exit onto a glorious entry." Divine alignment for your supernatural takeoff. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. James chapter 1, from 17 to 18. God has indeed been merciful and graciously kept us from January to December and taken us beyond. Each and every one of us has a mixture of stories to tell. Good and bad. Ups and downs. Tears of joy and sorrow. Appointment and disappointment, successes and failures, open doors and closed doors, and many different scenarios in each person's life. However, in spite of whatever story we may have, let's understand that as a child of God, the Bible says all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called for his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. This stands to say that the positive we experience is unto his glory and demonstrates his love and faithfulness to us, while the negative is also unto his glory. to serve as our schoolmaster, to serve as a process of building us up, and to still manifest his authority and power to indicate that the negative, which inspired by the evil one or coming from anything from us, our own weakness or lifestyles, etc., can still not stop him, God, from performing what he has destined us to become. This was what the Apostle Paul became convinced of in Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39. For I am persuaded, convinced, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ after creation, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Emphasis added. So, beloved, what is it that the devil threw at you to distract you, cut you off, discourage you, destroy you, etc.? That can never stop God's plan and purposes for you. Moreover, December is a month of divine alignment for a supernatural takeoff in 2023. It is a month of divine alignment for our triumphant exit into glorious entry. To align simply means to bring into or be in line or to stand with or stand against. In this divine alignment, God is beginning from today to supply what has been lacking to bringing fulfillment to your dreams, expectations, testimonies, glory, etc. The missing gaps in your life, fixing broken pieces in your life. 2, God is flashing out, removing anything in your life that has been a choke to your fulfillment. 3, the above activities from God are going to take place inside your spirit and outside you. Moreover, Habakkuk, the prophet of old, had just taught us to do when things in your life appears not to be falling in line. When things are just the way they have been, that is no significant change, etc. From Habakkuk, we are learning that instead of being anxious, worried, running aloud, complaining and blaming everything, we should rather, 1, stand at your watch post and watch to see what he, God, will say to us and what we shall answer. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still and know that he is God. He will be exalted through your situation to the hidden and on an earth." Our responsibility or protocol to follow for this divine alignment is to, 1, align your mind to what God has spoken in his written word or by rhema or prophetic word to you and about you. Joshua 1:8, John 6:63. Align your mouth. The first one is your mind. 2, your mouth. Align your mouth to what God has spoken in his written word or by rhema or prophetic word to you directly. That is, keep saying what to yourself and to your situations by faith. Numbers 14:28, Job 22:28, Mark 11:23. 3, align your manner, that is your attitude, your actions, your behavior, to the word. Just leave the word. 4, align to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, John 16, verse 13. Our prayers as we align is to, 1, command your spirit, soul, and body to align, to fall in line or place. 2, to command the element of creation to align, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2, Mark 11, 23. 3, command the kingdoms of darkness to align, to obey, and only do what God is saying to you or about you. Philippians 2:10-11. And the 4th, command every agent on assignment to align. Numbers 22:12-18-20. That is, in this month, when the witches and the wizards, the occultists, and those who practice the manner of powers against your dream, your destiny, your star, your life gather, they will rather bless you instead of cursing you. They will rather increase you instead of decreasing you. They will rather declare your star to shine, the brightest, instead of casting dark shadows on you. And the fourth thing is, observe your dreams and pray over them. Observe your dreams. Observe your dreams and pray over them. And finally, be sensitive and allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in you and through you. Once again, Happy New Month. This is from Reverend Dr. Bella Libuja. So He has given us a summary of what the month of December has for us. What the month of December should be to you. What the month of December should align with you. What you should see in the month of December. How you should live your life in the month of December. Because the prayer topics have been set there. If you can't create your prayer topics, there are prayer topics that have been fixed there already. It is off of the WhatsApp page, the church WhatsApp platform. It is everywhere. So you can go there and read it. So as He has said, divine alignment in the month of December. Divine alignment in the month of December. Divine alignment in my new season. Divine alignment in my new season to becoming a new man. Divine alignment in my new season. A new man has emerged. A new person has emerged. That person is the new you. That person is the new you. He spoke about your mouth should align. Your mouth should align. Your mouth should align. Your thoughts should align. Your thoughts should align to what God wants you to be. And you should live in that which God wants you to be. You are not living by yourself. So your actions, your behavior, how you talk, how you walk, what you say to situations and what you say to yourself. In the midst of situations, what you speak to the situations. When things that you are expecting to be on the left goes on the right, how you should say it. So this evening we are talking about a new me. A new you should emerge out of the old. The old must be put behind you. Because if you're going to align yourself to a divine setting, if you want to see what God wants you to become, you must come into the new person that God wants you to be. You have said what you want to say in the past. You have thought about what you should think in the past. You have done anything that you want to do in the past. This evening and in the month of December, in our new season, that old self cannot be there. That old me cannot be there. A new me must emerge. December is the emergence of the new me, which should be in divine alignment with God. It should be in divine alignment with the word of God. People should see you and should be able to read and know that you are a new person. That you are a new being. The old is past. The old is past. And behold, a new thing is coming to you. We don't live a new me by what you say. It will not just by what your mouth is saying. When your mouth says it, you must act. You don't say something and then say something differently. You don't say, oh yes, I will be well. And when you see something that has happened to you, hey, what is this? This thing wants to kill me. This thing wants to destroy me. That is an old me. That is an old me. In this month of divine alignment. When you are confused, keep quiet. When you don't know what to do, be silent. When you don't know how to say to that situation, it is better to be silent than to open your mouth and talk. I know some of us have our issues. And we have weaknesses with the way our mouth flows. And we speak quickly than we think about. So before they think about it, you've already said it. Those are the weaknesses that comes in our lives. But whatever be it, the new me must be able to overcome that weakness. Because you don't pray for 6 hours and use 1 minute to break down everything that you have prayed. This evening we're going to pray about the new me. Your new me. My new me. A new me must emerge. If you are someone who easily gets sick, a new me must be a person who does not get sick. Because your new me must speak with faith and speak to that situation. If your old me is someone who always wants to complain, your new me must stop complaining and rather give praise to God. If your old me is always drawing you back, it's everything you are backbiting, you are talking. Gossip has become a channel, a good tool for you. The new me must speak the word of God. The new me must speak the word of God. The new me must speak the word of God. And declare what God has said. Because if for nothing, speak good to yourself. And close your eyes to what you see. That your mouth will not gossip again, sorry. Your mouth will not gossip again. People's issues will be behind you. Not that you are not concerned about them. Their issues are not your topical and headlines for the day. Because God has things to do with you. God has things to do with you. So it is better to concentrate and align yourself to what God has begun in you. That God will bring you into fulfillment. He will bring you into satisfaction of what you want to see in your life, of how you want it to be. A new you. Whatever that is in you, whatever that is in us, whatever weakness that weighs us down, that fights the new us that God wants to be, we are going to pray. That every weakness in our lives, God will take it out. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am the Lord. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Then 13. For I am the Lord your God who takes you, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Say, do not fear, I will help you. We are going to pray for the new season, the new month. That God should strengthen us for the new season. God should strengthen us for the divine alignment. And sometimes it is not easy. The situations around us are not easy. If God does not come in, you will give up. You give up. But hear the word of the Lord. He said, for I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. So when you look at the situations around you, you will tend to speak and to say which you shouldn't say. But he says, I am the Lord your God. Who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. Do not fear. Say, I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. So every situation that you are being surrounded by, that you think that situation has never come before, that God is saying that, God, you don't know what I'm going through. God, you don't know this situation. Lord, I have lost my job. Lord, this money that I am salary is not even able to take me for 2 weeks. Lord, I have been single for all these years. Lord, I am so single. How long will you answer me, O Lord? How long will you hear me, O Lord? But hear the word of the Lord. He said, I am the Lord your God. Say, do not fear. Do not fear. Because I, the Lord, I will help you. So look at the situation. As Habakkuk said, stand on the wall. Stand beside the wall. Stand beside the wall. Stand beside the wall. Instead of speaking negative, instead of going down, look at yourself and speak God's word to him. God, you said, this is your word. You said you will hold me by my right hand. You said I should not fear because you will help me. Father, I am standing by this wall and I am watching. I am looking. I am waiting on your help. I am waiting on your help. I am waiting on your help. Lord, I am standing by the wall. I am standing by my post. And Lord, I am waiting on you. I am waiting on you. I am waiting on you, Lord. And God will show up. He will show up. He will show up. There is no situation that God cannot solve. There is nothing that is beyond him. And no situation has been able to swallow who God is. No situation. That is the confidence I want you to have before we enter into the prayer. It is up to you to accept what God has said. When you accept what God has said and agree with God's word, no prayer of you goes down waste. But if you don't accept what God is saying and you are opening your mouth to pray, you are just praying. You are praying on nothing. But the basis of your prayer, it should be in agreement with God's word. That God, you are God.
And
you'll be able to fulfill me.
You
will bring me into fulfillment. Lord, in this situation, you will show up. It may seem that like it is negative. But Lord, it is for my good. Because your word says all things work together. All things work together. Good things. Bad things. But at the end of the day, it is your counsel that stands. It is your counsel that stands. It is what you God has purposed that stands. It has taken some time. It may have taken some time. It may have taken some time. But as we heard yesterday, there is no delay in the God that we see as delay. But for God, it is within his time. It is within his time. So I want you to accept the word for this month. I want you to accept the word for this month. That it is my month of divine alignment. It is my month of my new season. So God, I need a new me to be able to enjoy my new season. I need a new me to be able to enjoy my new season. Just as you can pour a new wine into an old wine skin, or an old wine into a new wine skin, God, it is a fresh month. It is a fresh month. It is a new month. I come into you with my new month. My new me is what I love. I bring into this new month. So Father, take me as I come. Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for this month. Thank the Lord, God, I agree with you. My spirit agrees with your word. My spirit agrees with your word. That I am a new person. I am a new me. I am a new me. There is an emergence of a new me. A new me has emerged. A new me has surfaced. A new me has come. A new me is coming. Father, I'm in my new month. I agree with your way. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Father, for a new me, Lord. I thank you for a new me, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, yes, Lord, for the new month. I thank you for the month of alignment, Lord. This is a month that you have declared, Lord. Divine alignment, Lord. Divine alignment, O Lord. Divine alignment, O Lord. Divine alignment, O Lord. Divine alignment, O Lord. Yes, O Lord. We say it is the month of divine alignment. It is the month of divine alignment. For a triumphant exit, O Lord. A triumphant exit, O Lord. Into glorious destiny, O Lord. It is the month of divine alignment, O Lord. For your supernatural takeoff. For your supernatural takeoff. Lord, yes, O Lord. Bless your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, I thank you. I am the Bible. 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 I am the Bible
We are redeemed by the blood. 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 We are rede God. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take charge. 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 Holy Ghost, have your way. 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 Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. It says, whatever, and he answered them and said, every plant which my heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. We're going to pray. That whatever that is in us, that will stop God's alignment. Whatever weakness in us that will stop us from aligning to what God has said. That will stop our new season. That will stop a new us in emerging. We are going to pray. Our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Whatever in my life.
Any character in my life. Any behavior. Any action of mine.
I am the branch, 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 I am the branch,
Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, yeah. Verse 26. You know, I've come to the understanding that, and I've come to the conclusion that we pray. We pray. For 100 days we have prayed.
100 days we have prayed.
But you see, that little thing.
Newman kitin kitin bi.
That little thing.
Newman kitin kitin bi.
Those are the things that are inhibiting what God wants to do.
And Luna is seeing and your person or yeah, where brabo.
Especially our what comes out of our mouth. Our weaknesses have become, I don't know, they are little. that they are able to scatter every prayer that has every declaration. From what you have prayed for yourself, from what the man of God has prayed for you, from the dream that you have prayed, from the prophecy, it collapses the wall.
We are still going to pray.
Again. That we are going to pray that the Spirit should help us in our weakness. I'm interested in that part, the 26th part. Say, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We are going to pray and ask God to help us overcome every weakness. The Lord should help us to overcome our weaknesses. Our weaknesses that are prohibiting God's desire and God's manifestation in our lives. We're going to pray. My Father in heaven, tonight, I submit myself to you. Let your spirit, let me, and take out every weakness in my life.
Yanda Bayan Baba, 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 Yanda B
Ephesians chapter 4. So let's start from verse 21. You can read the rest maybe when you get back home. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. 22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new. Rather, but he said, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And then, we are going to pray for the new man, the new image, the new you. The new you. That should align with God. That should be in tune with God. That we want to pray. That God, let my new me emerge. That will align to your call. That will align to you. That will align to my new season. I was telling someone that
we were talking. Be safe.
A married woman, a friend of mine, was telling her that.
Let me
tell you the truth. There is a character for marriage and there is a character for singleness.
When
you bring your character for single ladies staying on your own into the marriage home,
there
is trouble for you.
When you are money.
And that is what you have brought into your home.
And it is causing
trouble for you. And she was looking at me.
No, show me.
That I'm being hard on her.
See me.
But there is a character that should align with God. There is a character that draws blessings from heaven. There is a character that when someone sees, the person says, you are a marriageable material. And there is a character too that when someone sees, the person says, hey, abomination to the person who will bring this lady to his house. So the Bible is saying, let us be renewed or be transformed in the attitude of our minds. To put on the new self. The new self. To accept the new self. That the new self will live in us. And we will also live in the new self. That we will see a new me in you. Amen. So we're going to pray. That my Father in heaven. The Lord himself should be able to help us with an our new self. Don't worry, the Lord will help us. He will help us. Because as he said, Philippians 4:13, say, I can do all things through Christ.
I can do all things
through Christ who strengthens me. So we're going to pray. That God, let the new us emerge. Let the new me emerge. The new me that it will align to your way. The new me that will align to your new season. I'm telling you, when this today, this new season for the past 2 weeks that we've been there, when we are able to align ourselves into it, I'm telling you, our Christianity life is gone. It's finished. We'll begin to see the fruitfulness. I'm telling you. So we're going to pray. That my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me, Lord.
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 That the new me.
That the new me.
That the new me.
Will emerge.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
That the new me.
That the new me.
Will emerge.
Will emerge.
Will emerge.
Will emerge.
Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. Yes, so God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the new me. Because we have a new us. The new image, new me that you need for that thing that you're going to pray. The new me that you have been waiting for the manifestation. We are going to pray now. And command. We are going to command. Yesterday we read in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2. Say, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. So, hear, O heavens, oh, give ear, O earth, listen, for Prince has spoken. You are going to speak. Because the new man must speak to every situation.
Whatever
situation that you're not finding, that you think you know, this is not God's alignment for my life. This is not in the plan of God for my life. We're going to declare and speak to that situation. That I command you to align with what God has said. We're going to pray. My Father in heaven.
I declare.
I speak to the earth.
Oh heavens. Here.
For Prince has spoken. Every situation.
In my life.
In my home.
In my business.
In my finances.
In my career.
Every situation.
Around me.
That is not aligned.
To the word of God.
To God's prophecy.
For my life.
This day.
Here and alive.
Begin to praise. Align every situation. Align the marriage. Align the finances. Align the careers. Align everything to God. Align now. Yes, faith about my last.
I am a man.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
We take the last breath of people. We want to pray. We are going to command every kingdom of darkness.
Yes.
We are commanding evil spirits, witches, witchcraft, occultic powers, marine powers. We are going to command them that they will align to the word of God. The word of the God, of the word of the Lord, is superior to any power on earth, in heaven, under the earth. Whatever they plan, if they plan evil, it should turn to good.
And then the papa.
It should turn to good.
And then the papa.
If they speak negative,
so kasa
it should turn to positive.
And then the papa.
When they realize that whatever they are saying, whatever they are doing, is going in our favor, I tell you, though the devil is very persistent, at a point in time, he will slow down.
So, who said, your more can in an and your more in an air than air, ye will papa dia, a do baby, a umbeja.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we're going to pray.
Pompey.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
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 I command.
I command.
I command.
I command.
The kingdom of darkness.
The kingdom of darkness.
The kingdom of darkness.
The kingdom of
darkness. Every agent.
Every agent.
Every principality.
Every principality.
Every power.
Every power.
Every power.
Every power.
Every witchcraft power.
Every witchcraft power.
Occultic power.
Occultic power.
Marine power.
Marine power.
To obey.
To obey.
To obey.
To obey.
And only do.
And only
do. God is saying,
what God is saying,
what God is saying
about me,
I command them,
I command
them, I command them to Allah,
to Allah,
to Allah,
to Allah,
to God's manifestation,
to God's manifestation,
to God's word,
to God's word,
to the prophecy,
to the prophecy,
concerning my life,
concerning my life,
declare, command them to
Allah,
command them that they are worse to Allah, they are worse to Allah, they are ashes to Allah, command them. I am the one who is 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 the one Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Elohim, we thank you, Lord. Atona, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord. For making sense of you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And you ask as he may. And you man as he may. And you man, the Lord, to take over. And you ask, O God, to take over. And you ask, O God. We are taking over. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we bless your name, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the new us. We thank you for the new us, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, your speaker. Father, we give you the glory. We thank you for tonight. We thank you that we have aligned with your word. We thank you for bringing us into a new era. Into a new era, oh God, with a new us, oh Lord. We thank you for bringing us into a new dispensation. Amen. Into a different dispensation, oh Lord. Amen. We bless you, oh Lord, for what you have done. Father, we give you the glory. Oh God, that we will never go back, Lord. Because, oh God, we are your strength, Lord. Father, you are help. You said you hold us, oh God, by our right hand, oh Lord. And Lord, you will lead us, oh God. And Lord, you will be our help. Father, help us that we will never go back. We will never go back, oh Lord. We will never go back, oh Lord. Father, we will move forward with your word. We will move forward with your word, oh Lord. We will align, oh God, with a new us, oh Lord, that has emerged, oh God. And Father, we will fulfill, oh God, your word. We will see your manifestations happening in us, oh God. And oh God, we will testify of your glory that it is you that has been made. And it is you who has made everything possible. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you, Lord. For to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than what we even ask or think, oh Lord. Father, yes, oh God, according to the power that worketh in us, Lord. Father, yes, oh God. Be the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord. And we worship you, Lord. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, If you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.